Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. I'm coming to you this morning from here beside our biblical garden where you can see our neighbors' homes in the background because I want to talk about who is our neighbor and how do we love our neighbor. I was in a Bible study yesterday with some other pastors and the text we were looking at was the story of the Good Samaritan, or sometimes it's referred to as the story of the merciful neighbor. And in that story, you might remember, it begins with a young lawyer asking Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus asks him, well, what do you think? And he says, well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, you are right. And so the lawyer asks, well, who is my neighbor? And Jesus tells the story then of this man who is walking down from Jericho to Jerusalem to Jerusalem to Jericho, one, and was walking down the road, and he was beaten up and robbed, and he was passed then by a priest who didn't help him, a Levite who didn't help him, and finally a Samaritan who crossed to his side of the road to see that he was in need and tended to the man, took him to an inn, cared for him overnight, and then the next morning left 2 denarii for the innkeeper and went on his way promising to pay whatever expenses the innkeeper might have incurred by taking care of this man when he returned. And then Jesus asked the lawyer, who do you think was a neighbor? Who was the good neighbor in this story? And obviously it's the man who stopped and helped the person he encountered who was in need. He didn't live next to him, but they came into proximity one to another. As I was thinking about that story as part of that Bible study, I was reminded of something that happened on Thursday night as I was driving to Pub Theology, and I was driving down Greenback past San Juan High School, and there was a car parked on the other side. I was headed east, and this was, you know, San Juan High School on the other side of the divide. So I would have had to make a U-turn if I were to stop. But what I did see was a car stop there that was full of stuff. There were wooden pallets on the top and a sign on the back that said that they needed gas. And as I was driving by, I saw that a landscaper, a person who clearly was making their living by mowing other people's lawn, pulled in his truck full of equipment in the back, and an older gentleman who had grabbed his gas can out of the back of his truck. The gas he used to put into his lawn mowers and other implements that he used to make a living working in the heat of the day during the summer here in the Sacramento area. And he was clearly giving this other man, this much younger man who needed gas, some of his riches, some of that which he had purchased to be able to make a living, he was sharing with somebody he encountered in need. As he was driving by, he pulled off the road, he stopped to give this man some of his gas, a precious commodity these days as we see the price of gas at the gas station. I was struck by witnessing that and reflecting on that as we were reading through the story of the Good Samaritan, and I got to thinking that, gosh, the Good Samaritan story is so challenging. You know, an easier story to read and to preach and to live is the story of the rich young ruler. It's a similar story that is told in Scripture. And in that story, you may remember, again, the rich young ruler asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus says you must keep the law, and he recounts what the law is. And then Jesus says, and you must do one more thing, and that is to sell everything you have and give the money to the poor. And then the rich young ruler runs away grieving because he had a lot to give. I think for some of us, maybe for most of us, it's easier to write a check, to just give. And so that story of the rich young ruler is actually not as demanding. If we can just give money and let somebody else take care of our neighbors in need, that's easier than stopping, pulling off the road, even when it's hot out. And actually talking to somebody who is in need and giving them something, a precious resource that we have, our time, our attention, our talents. But as I think about the gospel and I think about what Jesus has said through both of these stories, really it's about giving to others as they have need, giving out of our abundance, out of that which we've been richly blessed with. Some of us have been blessed with a gift of mercy. And so we should be merciful to those we encounter, not question how it is that they came to be lying on the side of the road or in a car that is full of maybe all of their possessions and not having any gas, but meeting them at their point of need and sharing out of that which we have been so richly blessed with. Sharing through the love of Christ Jesus. And sometimes I think we think the cost is too high, and then we remember the one who's telling these stories. The one who is inviting us to imagine what does it mean to be a good neighbor, what does it mean to love our neighbor, is the one who gave his very life for us. This fall, I'm going to be challenging us here at Ascension to begin to think about and to live into the final part of our mission statement, loving God, one another, and the community. What does it mean for us to love the community? It means to get outside. It means to get to know our neighbors. It means to interact with those that we live around, not only here at the church, but wherever you live. To get to know them and to spend time with them, to understand what their needs might be. It's an investment of more than just writing a check. Sure, when their kids come over and are selling something you don't need, great, buy it. To help them raise money for whatever they're doing. But maybe invite them over for dinner. Let them swim in your pool. Hear their what concerns them, what frustrates them. Ask them how you could be a better neighbor to them. Maybe it's by not having your light stay on so late at night. Maybe it's by keeping an eye on their house while they're away on vacation. Maybe it's helping them advocate for something that their child needs in school or in the community. Maybe it's by driving slower when you go down the street and watch out for their kids who are playing in the street. Who knows what their need might be, but if you get to know them and enter into a relationship with them, you have the ability to hear that and respond to that. The cost may be higher than just writing the check, but the reward is so much greater as well. So I pray that as you hear this week and think about this as we move towards the fall, you too might be imagining ways that you and we might be loving our community in new, different, and meaningful ways. I hope you have a good day and you stay cool. And I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day Hallelujah.